Laura Kay, and I'm very excited to be spending time today with our May First Responders with an S of the month. And I am talking to Gene Good. He is the operations chief for the 911 call center in Westmoreland County. Welcome, Gene.
Hey, thanks for having us, and thank you for giving the hardworking telecommunication workers at the Westmoreland County 911 Center the recognition they deserve.
You guys are really at the forefront of every call for first responders that we have. So it makes sense that as a whole, we want to congratulate and honor all of the dispatchers at the 911 call center.
Yeah, so currently at the 911 center, we have 44 full-time TCOs, 6 shift supervisors, and 5 trainees. And these individuals are the vital link to the first responders in Westmoreland County. Every incident basically has a 911 call involved with it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where you get police, fire, and EMS to the scene because someone is in need of help. It's a very rough job or tough job because it really affects the emotions of the dispatchers because they're taking these calls and they're actually painting a picture. What the 911 call takers are doing is they're trying to paint that picture of what's going on there by talking to the caller. Ask who, what, when, where. So they paint that picture and then the actual dispatcher explains that picture to the first responders over the radio. It's a very unique job that can be very rewarding and like it is a vital link. You know, everybody talks about the chain of survival with CPR. If one of those links is broken, then you don't have the chances of surviving a heart attack. The 911 dispatchers are a vital link in the first response community because we link together the first responders who actually respond out to the incidents and the caller who's calling for help.
And what kind of characteristics do you look for someone who's going to be a really excellent 911 dispatcher?
It takes someone that can really switch tasks from one thing to the next. Mm-hmm. So you might be taking a 911 phone call and have an officer call you on the radio. So you have to switch from taking that phone call to talk to that officer. The typing skills are very unique to this job. You're hearing someone talk, and then you're transcribing it. Yeah, because not only are you hearing what the caller is telling you, but you may be hearing what's going on in the background. So it's a very stressful and unique job, but it also can be very rewarding. 2 or 3 TCOs are recognized by the American Red Cross and Heart Association for providing the CPR instructions until the EMS agencies arrive.
And I'm sure they have to be level-headed as well, and they can't get emotional over the situation.
Yeah,
they have to calm the person down who's panicking.
Yes, very true.
I really appreciate Gene Good, the operations chief of the 911 call center in Westmoreland County, coming in today because I know you're a busy guy. And we really do want to honor you and thank you for being at the forefront of all of the things that we need help with. And so when you call 911, think of these folks, our May First Responders of the Month, and you can see some of your dispatchers.
Thank you for providing us with this record. These men and women are there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, answering the calls when people are having bad days.
We work with ANS Indoor Pistol Range to honor first responders every month here on Classic Hits 107.1.